ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 5 नारदस टीचिंग्स टू वसुदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 36। कलिम सभा जयंती आर्या गुणज्ञासार भागिना यत्र संकीर्तनेनैव सर्वस्वार्थोभिलभ्यते। कलिम सभा जयंती आर्या गुणज्ञासार भागिना यत्र संकीर्तनेनैव सर्वस्वार्थोभिलभ्यते। कलिम सभा जयंती आर्या गुणज्ञासार भागिना यत्र संकीर्तनेनैव सर्वस्वार्थोभिलभ्यते।
Mataji's.
Kalim, the age of Kali. Sabha Jayanti, they praise. Aryaha, progressive souls. Gunagyaha, who knows the true value of the age. Sarabhaginaha, who are able to pick out the essence. Yatra sankirtanena, yatra in which. Sankirtanena, by the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Supreme Lord. Eva, merely. Sarva, all. Sva artha, desired goals. Abhilabhyate, are attained. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. Purport. It is stated here that among the four ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali, Kali Yuga is actually the best. Because in this age, the Lord mercifully distributes the highest perfection of consciousness, namely Krishna consciousness, very freely. The word Arya has been defined by Srila Prabhupada as one who is advancing spiritually. The nature of an advanced person is to search for the essence of life. For example, the essence of the material body is not the body itself, but the spirit soul that is within the body. Therefore, an intelligent person gives more attention to the eternal spirit soul than to the temporary body. Similarly, although Kali Yuga is considered to be an ocean of contamination, there is also an ocean of good fortune in Kali Yuga. There is also an ocean of good fortune in Kali Yuga, namely the Sankirtan movement. In other words, all the degraded qualities of this age are completely counteracted by the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Thus, it is stated in the Vedic language, Dhyayan krite yajan yagye streta yam dvapare archayan yad apnoti tad apnoti kalau sankirtayake shavam. Whatever is achieved in Satya Yuga by meditation, in Treta by offering ritual sacrifices, and in Dwapar by temple worship, the same is achieved in Kali Yuga by chanting the names of Lord Keshava congregationally. The Vedic process gradually lifts the conditioned entity out of the darkness of ahankara or false identification with the gross material body and brings him to the platform of self-realization or aham brahmasmi. I am spirit soul, I am eternal. One has to make further progress to discover that although one is eternal, there is a superior eternal entity who is the Lord Himself within one's own heart and within every atom in the material universe. Beyond this second phase of self-realization, there is the third and the final stage of perfection, which is realization of Bhagavan or the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His own abode. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not primarily the superintendent of this world, but rather the enjoyer of His own world. His own world, which is beyond the most fantastic dreams of the conditioned living entity. In other words, although the king or president of a country is ultimately the controller of the prison department, the king or president derives actual pleasure within his own palace, and not in administering justice to the foolish prisoners. Similarly, the Lord appoints the demigods to administer the material creation on His behalf, while He Himself personally enjoys the ocean of transcendental bliss in His own transcendental kingdom. Thus, realization of the Lord within His own kingdom is far superior to the primitive understanding that the Lord is the creator of the prison of the material world. This realization of Bhagavan begins with understanding that there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, and on each of them a particular expansion of Narayan dwells with His innumerable devotees who are attached to that particular form. The central and chief planet in the spiritual sky is called Krishna Loka, and there the personality of Godhead exhibits His supreme and original form of Govinda, as confirmed by Lord Brahma, Govindamadi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. And Lord Brahma also says, Ishvara Parma Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Thus, love of Krishna and entrance into Krishna's planet in the spiritual sky is the most supremely perfect and exalted status of life available anywhere, at any time, throughout the totality of existence. That perfection is available in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the holy names of God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, every sane man, woman or child should deeply understand the unprecedented opportunity offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seriously take up this chanting process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please repeat after me. Only the most unfortunate and irrational person will neglect this transcendental opportunity. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Please repeat the translation. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age, all perfections of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. Hare Krishna. Such a wonderful verse. Somebody said very powerful verse in the beginning of the class. But we'll try to speak as per my small understanding. So the word comes here, Sarabhagina. What is Sarabhagina? Who are able to pick out the essence. The other day, Brajmohan Prabhu was giving a class, I think a couple of weeks back. And he was mentioning about the Mahabharata incident, that how in Mahabharata, Maharaj Yudhishthira, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, they all notice something and they go to Krishna and explain what did they see. And I guess it was Bhim, who saw a very strange scene, and he saw there is a big reservoir of water, but it is empty. And there are very small, small reservoirs of water which are full of, which are full. And he comes and asks the Supreme Lord, what does it mean? Such a big thing is empty and small, small are full. What is the meaning of this? And Lord explained that how the nature of Kali Yuga, the nature of this age, that people tend to spend their energy, time, resources on something which is not so significant. Those small, small wells. And something which is most significant, which is most important, they tend to neglect. This is the nature of this age. They tend to spend time, energy, resources on things which are not so significant, and spend time and not give full energy, time, attention, resources to something which is most significant. And the word mentioned is Sarabhagina. So Sarabhagina or Gunagya. What is Sarabhagina? Who are able to pick out the essence. Who do not get distracted by insignificant phenomena of this world. And Gunagya means who knows the true value of the age. So, Gunagya Sarabhagina. And another word is mentioned, Arya. Who are progressive souls. Who are advanced souls, and it is mentioned in the purport, one who is spiritually advanced. One thing which comes to my mind is Maharaj Parikshit is mentioned as, this is in the first canto, he is mentioned that he was a realist who knew to pick up, how to pick up the essence, the sar. He could see that in the age of Kali, what is good? All the good things, just by good intentions, you get the benefit of good things in the age of Kali. Maharaj Parikshit was a realist. He knew what is good in Kali and he was noticing what is the best thing in Kali. And another verse comes, he could see that Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Now here, this is mentioned here. Although Kali Yuga is considered to be an ocean of contamination, there is also an ocean of good fortune. So there are two things. Ocean of contamination, ocean of good fortune. In Kali Yuga. Namely, the Sankirtan movement. Now Kali Yuga is such an age that since it is mentioned ocean of contamination, it can bombard you with ocean of negativities. Ocean of negative vibrations. Ocean of negative thought process. Like I was visiting one devotee, very sick, chronically sick, so much sickness. And I was sharing with some experiences. He was telling that how he has such sickness, massive organ failure in the body. Practically, nobody knows, what is the lifespan he's going to face or anything. And because of this chronic sickness for a long time, those who have experienced something, chronic illness or something, it just bombards you with so much negative vibrations, your whole thought process, everything is just so negative.
Yeah, so there is ocean of contamination. But it's just where you focus on. So if we train ourselves, if we tune ourselves, not to see the ocean of contamination, but then there is ocean of good fortune in Kali Yuga. Ocean of good thing in Kali Yuga. But the nature of conditioned soul is always get distracted to something which is not so important. Like Srila Prabhupada in his stories past time, which is mentioned that how in the early days in the New York, when he used to do kirtan in the evenings, some devotees would be missing and he would always ask, where were you in the kirtan? Why you did not come to the kirtan? The funny thing is mentioned outside Prabhupada's that store where he was staying, outside there was an ice cream shop and there was a donut shop. And he would go out and go walk over and he would see some devotees are sitting in the ice cream shop, some are sitting in the donut shop, and they would see Prabhupada coming and they would hide under the table. Swamiji is coming. They would hide under the table. And Prabhupada, the devotees are sharing that Srila Prabhupada never liked devotees missing the Sankirtan. Because that is the medicine, that is the thing which is given, and if somebody is missing on the medicine, is missing on the main thing. Another devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada was having massage and this devotee asked, Prabhupada, I want to learn Ayurveda expertly, perfectly. So he wanted to learn Ayurveda. He wanted to really go into Ayurveda. And Prabhupada did not even acknowledge his statement. Did not even look at it. He was surprised. I asked something, why he is not speaking? Then 3 days later, he again went to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I want to learn Ayurveda. And he showed there is a very good teacher, so I can stay in the temple, I can do services, and I can go and learn Ayurveda. And then Srila Prabhupada did not even bother to answer him. And, you know, somebody chastises is fine. Somebody neglects is not, it's difficult to, why you are neglecting? I am speaking something. Now here, nothing wrong with Ayurveda, that is very good. Ayurveda, I mean, we all take help from Ayurveda. The point is, here Srila Prabhupada was trying to teach him, and then later on Srila Prabhupada explains him that, he says, that's fine, but our main process is Sankirtan. So the point he's trying to make is, Ayurveda is not a substitute for Sankirtan. Ayurveda is not a replacement for our main process, what you have come to India for. You have not come to India to learn other 1,000 things. You have mainly come to learn the process of Sankirtan. And the thing's fine. You want to live your life, Ayurveda, this Veda, that Veda, anything is fine. Another devotee came and he said, Prabhupada, I want to take sannyas. He saw a sannyasi very preaching, very boldly, going everywhere. He said, I want to take sannyas. Prabhupada said, why you want to take sannyas? He said, because family life very troublesome. Because this last evening he had some conflict with his wife. So you know when conditioned soul is very restless. Anything happens, immediately make decision. Oh, this is bad, so we should do this. I want to take sannyas. What's wrong? Oh, no, wife, too much trouble staying with the wife. It's too much problem. Then, Prabhupada again tried to, there's no need of sannyas. No, family life, too much trouble. I can't preach. I want to preach all out without any restriction and family life, too much restriction. Srila Prabhupada said, you have such a nice wife. She's such a good pujari. She's such a good in kirtan. She's such good in devotional service. Why you want to give up and take, forget all this and tell me what's happened and start asking the report of his preaching. Now, Srila Prabhupada just picks up what the essence is, but a conditioned soul gets distracted by too many other things. And he doesn't know what to pick up and what not to pick up. What to take and what not to take, but they forget what the essence is, service to Sri Krishna. Very easy to get distracted, and here it is mentioned, the essential value of this age of Kali. Those who are actually advanced are able to appreciate the essential value of the age of Kali. Another beautiful statement which comes in the purport written by his disciples. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not primarily the superintendent of this world, rather the enjoyer of his own world, which is beyond the most fantastic dreams of the conditioned living entity. What a statement. I was thinking, what it took them to write such a beautiful statement. his own world, which is beyond the most fantastic dreams of the conditioned living entity. And then he gives the example of the king or president of a country who is ultimately the controller of the prison department. The king or president derives actual pleasure within his own palace and not in administering justice to the foolish prisoners. So one has to understand the nature of the supreme personality of Godhead. Like in Gita, there's a verse come, Yat Bhasyate Surya. How does it start with? Na Satvatat Bhasyate Surya, Na Shashanka, Na Pavaka. This is describing what is spiritual world, which is not illuminated by sun, by moon. There is no need of sun, moon or any electricity. And Srila Prabhupada writes that how one should be captivated by the information given in this world of the spirit, in this verse of the spiritual world. One should be captivated, attracted. No sun, no moon, no electricity, no illumination. No artificial illumination, and it's self-illuminated. This line is telling, this world is beyond the most fantastic dreams of conditioned living entity. There are a few incidents from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can see how the spiritual world is beyond the most fantastic dreams. What can you dream of? In fact, anything we dream, good or bad, is again a dream. Anything we see in reality is a dream. Daydream or night dream. And what to speak about the dreaming which happens during the class when we fall asleep sometimes. That is dreaming. Now here it is mentioning this is beyond all the most fantastic dreams. What is spiritual world? There is one section in Chaitanya Bhagavat which describes how Lord Chaitanya is going to, he is having a procession to Chandkazi. And there in that description also, this description I was remembering, where all the devotees have taken millions and millions of torches, mashals. Lord Chaitanya says, let's go. All the devotees are saying, let's go and put fire to the house of Kazi who is disturbing our kirtan. And there Vrindavan Das Thakur writes that wherever Krishna is, such mystical phenomena take place. Just by the presence of Krishna, most wonderful things start taking place. It is mentioned. Beyond the most fantastic dreams. He said, do you remember in Dwarka? Do you remember? In Dwarka, just by one blink of an eye, 9,900,000 jeweled palaces were created. Just by the blink of an eye. Beyond the most fantastic dreams. Just because Krishna was staying there, the ocean of the salty ocean turned into an ocean of nectar, condensed nectar, because Krishna was staying there. And similarly, now try to understand, because Krishna is here, in Vrindavan Thakur is telling, Krishna is in Navadvip, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just see the phenomena which is taking place, which is only possible because Krishna is there. His kirtan procession is explained. What kind of kirtan procession is there? And it is mentioned in that kirtan procession, Lord Chaitanya says, bring torches. And some people brought one, some two, some people who had resources prepared thousands of torches. And they were all holding torches. The father said, I will make one torch. And child said, I will make one torch. And they will make all those torches. And there is a competition, who will make the best torch? And few descriptions which come there, he says, they were so eager to join because they had never seen Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan on the street. This is the first time they are seeing the Sankirtan on the street. And they had only prayed that we wish that he comes out of Srivas Thakur's house and he performs his Sankirtan. They were so excited, so eager that some of them manifested four hands without their knowledge. They did not even know that there are four hands. In two hands they were holding torches and two hands they were holding kartas and vampers, and some people were clapping with the two hands. So clapping, holding kartas, holding, and they almost forget the external consciousness. They didn't know what's happening around them. Strange phenomenon. And not one, not two, practically everyone got the Vaikuntha form. And everybody came out of their houses. When everybody came out of the houses, it is mentioned, the thieves thought, this is a golden opportunity. This is a wonderful opportunity. This is just a golden opportunity. Let's go inside the house and steal. They made full plans that we will go inside the house to steal. And when they went, they were about to go inside the house and they saw this beautiful procession of Lord Chaitanya coming. And they got so overwhelmed by this Sankirtan that they forgot that they were there to steal. And they themselves started dancing in the Kirtan. And they themselves started manifesting four-armed forms. And they themselves took over some mashals because some people had brought some torches extra. They said, give to us also. And they started playing kartas, vampers, whatever. They got overwhelmed in the ecstasy. These were the thieves. Some manifested forearms. Some were the thieves who got completely overwhelmed. And there were some sinful people, absolutely not interested in the Kirtan. Now, those of us who are into preaching, most of us preach. And you preach, we know that how difficult it is to make a person even chant one round. How difficult it is to make ourselves chant sincerely. That's another thing. How difficult. Now, we are in the Sankirtan movement for few years, several years. How difficult for us to get overwhelmed by Sankirtan movement. And we hear of a description of sinful atheist who just saw the Sankirtan movement and got so overwhelmed in the ecstasy, started manifesting all the ecstatic symptoms. So then one will see, come on, this is not possible. This is beyond the most fantastic dream of the conditioned soul. And therefore somebody was mentioning, very beautiful point one devotee was mentioning, that how many devotees take to chanting, but then to continue chanting with the same intensity throughout the life, after a few years somebody may feel, oh no, no, chanting, that's not, it just doesn't work. It is not giving me the same ecstasy. It is not giving me the same happiness. It is not giving me the same bliss. So then one thinks, how is it possible? This Chaitanya Bhagavat is too much of an exaggeration. Getting overwhelmed with holy name, this is too much of an exaggeration. Beyond the most fantastic dreams of the conditioned soul. And then few other points which are explained. That Lord Chaitanya's beauty is explained. That how his beautiful face, just like a full moon. And when he was smiling, his eyebrows. Now this is again something difficult to. His beauty is explained. His eyebrows were reaching to the bottom of his ears. Think about it. His eyebrows were reaching to the bottom of his ears. That, and he was smiling so broadly. And his long hands and his garland was reaching up to the knees. We have Gopinath's garland like this, which was swaying to and fro. And it is explained there are millions and millions of people and still every person could see the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. Because he was so tall, so effulgent and so clearly visible to everyone. Everyone could see the beauty of Lord Chaitanya and got so overwhelmed, it is mentioned, all their threefold miseries were dispelled. And not only of you, of all men, of all women, of all children, of all elderly men, of all kind of sections. And it is mentioned, millions of people from each caste were present. Har jati ke log the. Some of them from different sects of religion, they were getting overwhelmed with the Harinam. So somebody who is struggling 20, 25, 30 years getting some taste in holy name, he says, come on, this is impractical. This is the exaggeration. And therefore Vrindavan the Sakur again and again says, please do not think this is an exaggeration. If you are not getting overwhelmed, that's your problem, not Lord Chaitanya's problem. This is the power of Sankirtan. And therefore it is mentioned, those who are actually advanced are able to appreciate the essential value of the age of Kali, which can easily be achieved by the performance of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And then it is mentioned, demigods took human forms. Now we have Rath Yatra, so difficult to manage sometimes. Rath Yatra festivals, difficult to manage. Huge processions. Now here the procession was there where demigods were coming. You know, sometimes Rath Yatra you print, okay, such and such governor is coming, such and such minister is coming, such and such. Here the demigods were taking human forms and descending to take part in the Sankirtan movement, in the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And such power in the movement that people were making small, small circles. Some were chanting independently. Some were separate. The whole city was overwhelmed. The Navadvip had changed into Vaikuntha, it is mentioned there. So he mentions in the purport. One has to make further progress. There is a third and the final stage of perfection, which is realization of Bhagavan or the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his own abode. And there's another section which comes in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, which is again, now here, our daily experiences are compared to dreams in Bhagavatam. You are fearful. It's like you see a dream, your head is cut off and you are holding your head in front of your hand. I don't know how can you hold in the front because eyes are already gone. Right? But your head is cut off and you are holding it. And how scary the dream can be. Sometimes dreams can be really scary. And we all must, I have experienced some dreams, they can really like suddenly wake you up. I remember one time all the brahmacharis were sleeping here and somebody was sleeping right here. And I don't know what dream that devotee had. He shouted in the middle of the night. Do you remember one time it happened? Some of you might be remembering. And it just scared everyone. Everyone got up, somebody jumped, somebody I think tore off their mosquito net. What happened? They went and switched on all the lights because they didn't know what happened. And the funny part is, the person who screamed forgot that he screamed. And everybody is, did you scream? Did you scream? Did you scream? So dreams can be scary. Do you remember that? So here we have such scary dreams. And here he is talking, look at the dream of Krishna. Look at the dream of Balaram. Look at what dream they are talking about. Narad Muni goes to Yadukul and wants to know who is the best devotee, and he's told by everyone, go and meet Uddhavji. And he goes and meets Uddhavji, and the whole Yadu Sabha is sitting there and they are thinking, Krishna has not woken up last night. Krishna is in dream. The problem is we talk too much about our dreams. Let's talk about Krishna's dream. And our dreams can be really, really scary. Daydreams also. Our daydreams. Our daily situation so scary. And no doubt, you know, material world is compared to, you know, that sometimes household life compared to deep, dark well. Actually, it's deep, dark well. Not household life. Any life in material world is deep, dark well. Because so many issues just scare you so much, you forget what the reality is. Let's look at Krishna's dream. Krishna is sleeping and he has not woken up, and Uddhav and all the Yadu Vamsh people were sitting and discussing how to wake up, what happened, why Krishna is not waking up. And he has his pillow which is soaked up, his bed is soaked up with tears, he's crying and crying and he is not waking up. We do not know what dream he is watching or what is he into. And the whole discussion is going on about Krishna's sleep, Krishna's dream. And here Narad Muni suddenly comes and he is absolutely oblivious of what kind of thing is going on. You know, sometimes we suddenly enter into some kind of meeting going on and you are absolutely oblivious what kind of serious issue is being discussed and you come singing your own song. And then you are absolutely, and then suddenly you realize I was in a different, Narad Muni comes, you are the best devotee, you are the best. And Uddhav is wondering, do you know what's happening out here? Do you know here Krishna has not woken up since last night? Do you know who are the best devotees? Day and night Krishna is just dreaming of Vraj Vasis. Ask me, I went to Vraj and I saw the devotion of Vraj Vasis. Anyway, I will not tell you more because if I tell you more, Krishna will wake up and we do not know what will happen. If Krishna wakes up and hears this, he's going to go back to Vrindavan. I'm not going to speak you. Hare Krishna, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Story cannot end there. Oh, Narad Muni wants to hear and Uddhava is telling, I can't speak you. And when Uddhava is telling, I can't speak you, Rohini gets overwhelmed. Rohini says, what you can't speak? Let me speak. Let me tell him what Vrindavan, what Vrajavasis are. Let me tell him. Vrajavasis. How much suffering they went through staying with Krishna. He says, Rohini is telling that Vrajavasis are suffering in a strong fire of separation. You see, that's like a fire under water. And Nanda Maharaj, when he cries in separation from Krishna, his crying is going to crack the thunderbolt. And the stones are going to melt. And it seems Nanda and Yashoda have become living corpses. When we chant Hare Krishna, sometimes we become living corpses. Because we go to sleep while chanting. But here this is, by thinking of Krishna, they have become living corpses. He says they can't sleep, they can't eat, they cry and cry and cry and cry, and that's all they do. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked one devotee, why did you not come last night for the kirtan? Oh Prabhupada, I was fearful if I come in the kirtan, I will start crying. Prabhupada said, nonsense. This is ridiculous. You should not cry like this. Your crying doesn't make any sense. Better you come to the kirtan. And then Prabhupada said, no, I think better. You come to the kirtan, but no need to cry, because we do not cry in front of public. You can cry in private. But anyway, what is this crying? Crying and crying. And he says, she says, Vrajavasis suffered so many calamities which were put by demigods, by demons, by those twin Arjuna trees. And they only worried for Krishna and they gave up all anxiety for their personal life. Uddhav, Narad Muni, please try to understand, this is the devotion. And then Padmavati, the old lady, the mother of Kamsa, she's sitting there. And she said, why you are glorifying Vrajavasis so much? What is so special? They made Krishna work like a slave. They made him starve and made him to work hard and take care of the cows. And one day I have heard they tied Krishna to a tree and the mother was not to a tree, to a grinding mortar. And mother was not ready to release Krishna and two terrible trees were about to crush Krishna and Krishna could have died and Vrajavasis are so hard-hearted. And Rohini thought, this old lady, what she's speaking nonsense? What does she know about the love of Vrajavasis? And Rohini said, actually, Krishna, the day he killed Kamsa, he became so proud that he forgot the love of Vrajavasis and he became the king of Dwarka. And Rukmini says, ask me what happens at night. Night, I am the one who is sleeping next to Krishna. And suddenly in the middle of night, what dream Krishna has? His eyes are closed. He takes a threefold bending form. He holds a flute at night. And he starts playing flute in the dream. And he cries and cries and cries and the whole bed, whole pillow turns wet. And suddenly he starts pulling on my clothes, remembering Srimati Radharani, Chandravali, Vrindavan, devotees. That's Krishna's dream. And Lord Chaitanya in Sankirtan, when he was dancing, now again, these kind of descriptions are there. He is dancing and his whole body turns wet and as if rivers of tears are flowing. Again. This is beyond the most fantastic dreams of conditioned soul. And this seems to be an exaggeration. But this is the power of Sankirtan movement. And Rukmini says, ask me what happens at night. And Satyabhama says, or other queen says, night? Daytime also he does the same thing. Daytime also the same dream he has. And Baladev, Balaramji same. He said, ask me. I was there 2 months trying to pacify the Vrajavasis. That you forget Krishna or pacified Krishna will come and do not cry so much. And he says, hundreds of time every day I was promising Krishna will come, Krishna will come, Krishna will come. In fact, they were building houses thinking that Krishna will come and stay here. But Krishna is so hard-hearted, he did not go. And when they're all discussing like this, Krishna comes out. And Sri Krishna comes out and suddenly wakes up and woken up from that depressive sleep where he's thinking of, this is not a mundane depression, this is not a mundane sadness. This is a sadness where Krishna, now he wakes up And he says, what should I do? He starts crying. And he says, yes, yes, I am like a thunderbolt. My heart is so hard. My heart is so hard. So I should do something. What should I give? What can I give it back to Vrajavasis? And Padmavati again gets up. He says, no, you should not worry about it. We will talk to Gargarishi and we will tell him to calculate how much we owe to Vrajavasis because they took care of Krishna for 11 years. And whatever money they spend on Krishna, we will give them double the money. Tell them to keep quiet and do not disturb Krishna. And then Uddhav comes and Devaki comes, try to understand, Vrajavasis do not need this. And Narad Muni, Padmavati says, looks like Devaki and Uddhav have been bribed by Vrajavasis. They have sent too many sweets, too much butter, and they want to take away Krishna. And this whole discussion is going around, and practically everybody starts wailing, crying, lamenting, crying at the top of their lungs, and everybody falls unconscious. And the idea comes that let's take him to another Vrindavan which is created right in Dwarka. And Krishna is taken there. Anyway, this beautiful Leela is there. Now, one may think this is like a imaginary story, but it is mentioned. Supreme Personality of Godhead is the enjoyer of His own world which is beyond the most fantastic dreams of the conditioned living entity. And then it is mentioned, this perfection, thus love of Krishna and entrance into Krishna's planet is the most supremely perfect and exalted status of life available anywhere at any time throughout the totality of existence. That perfection is available in Kali Yuga simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram. There is another verse which comes in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto, somewhere prior in the previous chapters. It comes that there are many yogis, there are many tapasvis who practice many, many other processes of self-realization. A very brilliant verse. There are many yogis who practice many processes of self-realization and they cross the ocean of hunger, thirst, and all self-control, and all mind control. They cross the ocean of disturbances. As you say, you know, samudra paar kiya, lekin chullu bhar paani mein doob gaya. Samudra paar kiya, chullu bhar paani mein doob gaya. They cross the ocean, and they fall down, they drown, not fall, just drown, in the water which is available in the calf's hoof print. And that water is compared to the anger. They fall down to anger which is like a water in the calf's hoof print. They cross the ocean. And then they fell down in the water because they did not took shelter of the right process. But those who follow the process of bhakti, now again, this is beyond the most fantastic dreams of the conditioned soul. What is that? Those who take to the right process, for them, ocean turns into calf's hoof print. For to take shelter of other processes, there is an ocean, they cross the ocean, they cross all their urges of mind, tongue, etc., etc., but they drown in the calf's hoof print, that small water. But those who take shelter of the right process, the whole ocean shrinks into calf's hoof print. And they very easily cross. Nishya bhavat guna katham rita panamata. Again, this is beyond the fantastic, what is that? Most fantastic dreams of the conditioned soul. How can somebody dream the ocean is condensed? And then again, this is the problem. If somebody is not taking shelter of Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra or proper, that's why Lord Chaitanya says, just do two things. Chant Hare Krishna and do not commit any offenses. That's all. He didn't demand anything else. Just two things. Chant Hare Krishna and do not offense and the whole ocean turns into calf of prayer. But if somebody is not doing these two things, then so much overwhelmed by the ocean of contamination of Kali Yuga, which is ocean of negativities, and one will drown. Forget about the ocean, one will drown in the calf's hoof print. So therefore this verse is very beautiful here. please repeat. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. Only the most unfortunate and irrational person will neglect this transcendental opportunity of taking part in the Sankirtan movement by loudly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Kaliyug Pavan Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Hare Krishna.